The new GED replaces an exam last updated in 2002. The new version requires test takers to do a lot of reasoning, and the math portion has more algebra in it. A review of initial results shows test takers were rushing through the end of the math portion. Test givers know this because for the first time, the test was done by computer. No pencil, no paper. Computer analysis showed how long people were taking to answer each question. So the private company which administers the test, GED Testing Services, is allowing 25 more minutes for the math portion, and it's allowing those who failed that test to retake it at no cost. Beth Lewis is with the Department of Instruction. She oversees the GED.
We had some people who didn't pass and feeling pretty defeated. What GED Testing Services is offering is repeat practice tests and repeats of the other test, either to raise their score or to pass. So what I would want those people who didn't pass to know is that they helped us change corporate America in terms of the realisticness of that test.
The new four-part GED combines topics from the older five-part version. There's social science, language arts, science, and math. It's designed to prepare people for work or college by giving them higher-level math skills and computer literacy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.